Good to be back in the house of the Lord this evening. Thank God for the beautiful day He's given us. Amen. And the wonderful weather we've got. Couldn't decide whether it would be cold or hot today. It was a little bit of both. We get in the house and we had the windows open. It was freezing in there. But I went outside the porch swing to try to study, and it was cold out there. And I decided to go on the front side of the house where the sun was shining. It felt a little bit better there. And it's a little bit over there. But if you got your Bibles, turn with me, if you will, to Jeremiah chapter 49. And we'll try to get right on into the message. This is another one of the messages like we had in the Bible, where there's all kinds of stuff, all kinds of different directions that could go, all kinds of different scripture to read. But we'll just do the best we can and let the Lord come in and have His way tonight. Amen. Desire your prayers. Weak in the body, but the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Jeremiah 49, verse 8, says, "Flee ye, turn back, dwell deep, O inhabitants of Dedan, for I will bring the calamity of Esau upon him, the time that I will visit him." Now I want you to skip ahead to verse 30 in that same chapter there. Kind of gives the same warning to another place. He says, "Flee, get ye far off, dwell deep, O ye inhabitants of Hazor, saith the Lord. For Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, hath taken counsel against you, and hath conceived a purpose against you." And he tells two different places, he says, to dwell deep. And you look that up, and it gives a reference over there somewhere, I think in Isaiah, about going in the different holes of the earth and trying to escape from a place and getting underground is what he means by dwell deep. But I kind of had this scripture on my mind for about a week now, and this is concerning something different, kind of a different take on this. And we'll get right on into the message, get right on into some of the more scripture about it. But if I had a thought tonight, it would be all about the deeper life. Amen. And I enjoyed this morning's service. Brother Mike read some of the scripture that I've had on my heart. Brother Jerry read some of the scripture I've had on my heart. And concerning this same issue here, concerning this same thought here, the deeper life. And I'm just going to go back and read what both of those brothers read and kind of get on into the message here in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Mike had got down to verse 9 and 10, "But as is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him. But God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God." Amen. We're talking about the deeper life. Talking about the deep things of God. And it's the Spirit that enables us, amen, to live a deeper life in Christ. Amen. The Spirit knows all things. It searches all things. Even when we don't know when to pray or what to pray, the Spirit can make intercession, amen, with groanings which cannot be uttered, the Bible tells us. And back over there where Jerry read this morning, I'm going to kind of refresh your memory on that. That's Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17 and 18. Let's go to verse 16 first, 3:16 of Ephesians. It said that He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. And I'm just going to read the next verse, but this is one of my favorites. It says, "Now to Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us." Amen. I'm glad that God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Glad, He said we can be strengthened by His Spirit in the inner man. We was talking about it a while ago, the flesh is weak, amen. But the inner man, amen, the inner man is what wants to serve the Lord, what wants to go to church, and what wants to go to Sunday school. Amen. And what wants to get into the deeper things of God. Amen. We're talking about that tonight. And along those same lines, to talk about having roots and talking about being established. Amen. And And those thoughts have been on my heart, amen. There may be two separate messages, but we're going to try to bring them together tonight, amen. And I got to thinking something Brother Mike said about a month ago at prayer meeting. He approached me and, amen, talked about how much the teaching, amen, that we've done in the book of Acts, how much that had given him what he called giving him roots, amen, giving him some kind of ground, amen, to stand on, and, amen, something that would help him in time of trouble and something that would help him in the storms, and, amen, was able to ground himself a little deeper in the Lord and the Word because of the teaching that went on. And, amen. And I was glad to be a part of that. And that just stuck with me. Amen. About being rooted in the Lord and going deeper with the Lord. And, amen. Begin to think about these things, being rooted and grounded in love. That scripture just kept going on and on, coming back to my mind. And found another one over in Colossians along the same lines. Amen. It says in Colossians chapter 2. Amen. He talks about in verse 6, as ye have therefore received Jesus Christ the Lord, so walk ye in Him, rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Amen. So it's important we have a deep foundation. Yeah. Amen. With the Lord. The Bible talks about, hey, that there's a couple of different men, and one of them was wise and one of them was foolish. One built his house upon the sand. Amen. And one built his house upon the rock. Amen. It talked about the storms. Amen. The block when they came around. Amen. It talked about how the man that had his house built on the sand, how the floods came and they washed the foundation away. Amen. Because it wasn't established on a rock. Hey, but it said over there in Luke chapter 6:48 about the man that had his house on a rock. He talked about him like this. He said, he is like a man which built a house and digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood rose and the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded on a rock. Amen. Why is that? Because he digged deep. Amen. Laid the foundation of, amen, he was in the deeper life, amen, with the Lord. He was established in the faith. Amen, and the root was able to take root there. Hey, I read earlier this morning, this afternoon in Mark chapter 4, talks about the parable of the sower, amen. Talks about the different circumstances when the sower goes out. Hey, he begins to sow the seed in the different kinds of ground, amen, that the seed lands upon. And the one that really got my attention, amen, was the stony ground. Amen. It said that stony ground, the seed was cast on the stony ground and the sun came up and it spread it up real quick, but it had no root. Amen. Yeah. It couldn't dwell deep. Amen. It couldn't establish any deep roots. It had no depth of earth is what the words were used in that scripture. Amen. And Jesus goes on to explain these different elements and what they mean. Amen. He talked about the ones that was cast on the stony ground was those that had received the Word of God with gladness. Amen. But had no root in themselves. Amen. And when the sun came out, they had no root. And the sun scorched not only the plant, but the roots themselves. And it withered away. Amen. People today in the churches seem like they're just a fade away, Brother Jerry. Amen. It just seems like just one right after another. They're dropping like flies out of the church house. Amen. All the different places you travel, you might be lucky to find 15, 10 on the board of how many attended that Sunday. Amen. Unless it's some kind of a special event where they have a meal afterwards. But I tell you what, amen, people are just dropping out. We're seeing a great fall away today. Amen. Because people aren't dwelling deep with the Lord.
Amen.
You talked about it this morning. You said about being shallow. Mm-hmm. Amen. Being on the shallow end. You know, if you always stay on the shallow end, you'll never learn to swim.
Right, brother.
Amen. You'll never be able to get out there when the storms come and take care of yourself and be able to live and survive a storm. Amen. If you don't learn how to swim. Mm-hmm. Amen. If you don't learn how to swim spiritually, if you don't get out of this shallow water, amen, that shallow water you're going to drown in it. Amen, because you ain't got a deep foundation. You ain't going deeper. I began to think on the way up here. Amen, you know, if a scuba diver wants to go deep, amen, he's not going to be wearing no life jacket.
Hey, he's not going to be wearing no water wings. Amen. No waders. He's not going to have a lifesaver on a little inner tube. Hey, man, if they want to go deep, they got to get rid of all that stuff that's going to hold them on the surface. Amen. Hey, if me and you want to get deep with the Lord, hey, there's all kinds of things out there that cause us to stay on the surface.
Yeah.
Hey, man, maybe for an hour or two a day we can turn off the TV. Hey, man, and say, you know what, that's keeping me above the surface.
Yeah,
I can't go no deeper with the Lord as long as I'm sitting here waiting. Hey, man, in the shallow waters, maybe I can push back my plate a little bit, have a little bit of myself of a fast with the Lord. Hey, man, because some of this stuff I've noticed in life begin to work your way in there and begin to cause you not to be able to go deep.
Yeah. Right.
Dwelling deep with the Lord. Begin to think about revival. You know, hey, begin to think about the different things that will give us a deeper relationship with the Lord. Hey, man, he told the disciples, hey, well, there was a man that asked them, hey, begged them to, amen, to be able to heal his son, amen, because he was possessed of a demon, amen.
Yeah.
Amen, his spirit, all times he would throw him in the fire, and all times he would throw him in the water, trying to destroy him, trying to kill him. Amen, you find a man finally came to Jesus. Amen, and Jesus, he asked the Lord, he said, Lord, if you can do anything, heal my son. And Jesus looked at him, he said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to them that believe. Amen. Amen. And he said, you know, I took my son to the disciples, and they just couldn't do anything with him. They couldn't cast this demon out of him. They couldn't help him. Amen. And then Jesus began to talk about the faithless and perverse generation that he had to deal with. Amen. They didn't have any faith. Told him it's because of their unbelief. Amen. But he also said another thing that was very key. He said, you know, howbeit this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. Amen. You know what he's saying? He said, you need to have a deeper relationship with God. Amen. If you're going to go into the deep things of God, and you're going to try to get down to the deep waters where the rubber meets the road, and where those things out there in the world that we're not familiar with, like those, in that sense, he was casting out demons, when he was dealing with spiritual matters. If you're going to go that deep with the Lord, then you've got to be able to be willing to get out to the deep. Amen. I believe it was Jesus told him. He said, have you got any fish? Have you got any meat?
Yeah.
And I don't remember exactly the way it went, but it goes along the story. He begins to tell me, he says, launch out into the deep. You ain't going to catch no multitudes of fish here in the shallow waters, here in the harbor. Mm-hmm. Amen. There ain't no fish to be had in the harbor. Amen. You got to sink out. You got to set out and set sail for deeper waters. And I'll tell you what, there's a time that we need to be able to come to the Lord and say, you know, I want to have a closer walk with you. I want to be able to dwell deep. I want to be able to have a deeper, meaningful relationship with you. If we're going to have revival this week, I tell you what, there needs to be some dwelling deep, amen, this week. Not just this week, but even after revival is done over with. Amen. That needs to settle in our hearts, be a fire burning in our bones, and cause us to get closer with the Lord.
Amen.
Like you said, Jerry, time's running out. Amen. We need to be as close to the Lord as we can be. Amen. What's that entail? What does it mean to have a deeper life with the Lord? Got to talk to a brother this week. Amen. Talked about the only thing that just kept coming to my mind about giving him some advice is to get deep in there with the Lord. Amen. That means going to Sunday school.
Yeah.
That means trying to get some learning done. Amen. Yeah. Wanting to learn more about the Lord. Amen. Paul. Amen. The man Paul that we know of is the Apostle Paul. He said, you know, I count not myself to have apprehended. He said, I wanted to know him and the power of his resurrection. I believe he's one of the ones that was most learned in the law and most learned about Christ. But yet he said, I still want to know more about my Lord.
Amen, brother.
That song says, I want to know more about my Jesus.
Yeah.
I want to know more about my Lord. Amen. Get in Sunday school somewhere. Plant yourself where you can grow. Amen. In the Spirit. Another deep thing that you can do is attend revivals. I don't know about you, but it helps me establish some more roots,
brother.
Amen. Every time the world tries to chop off on the roots, it's important to go back where you can get fertilized again.
Amen.
You grow some more roots. Find yourself a good church, amen, that has revival, and go maybe to midweek service. Amen. Find you another way to get deep with the Lord where they have Bible study.
Yeah.
Amen. Don't get on the milk so long. Get off on that meat. Get a little deep with the Lord. Hey, find yourself somewhere in the woods. Amen. And talk to the Lord. Get off by yourself. I can't tell you how many times I have pondered and meditated on Jesus, how He got away from the disciples, how He got away from the world, got away from everything else, and just spent time, just Him, the Lord, having talk together. Amen. Having a deep relationship. Amen. Getting deeper in the things of the Lord. Sunday school. Amen. Midweek service. Amen. Revivals. Amen. Attending church. Doing all these different things. Amen. Not just to try to be, you know, you talk about faith and works. Amen. Not working so you can get to heaven. Amen. But amen. Doing some works and doing some things that will help you have a better relationship with your Father in heaven.
Amen.
Amen. With God.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to not only know, you want to know about Him, more about Him. He wants to know more about you.
Amen.
We come home and me and Melissa, amen, sometimes we'll come home, well, how's your day going?
Uh-huh.
How's your day been? Sometimes I don't like to hear the answer to that, because that gets pretty deep. I had a rough day, and here we go. That's all right. You know, sometimes the Lord wants to hear from us, how's your day been? Hey, how did y'all over there work? Hey, man, how did the revival go last night?
Yep.
Hey, man, how are you going to answer the Lord if you didn't come to revival?
Right.
How are you going to answer the Lord if you didn't come to Sunday school?
Right.
How are you going to answer the Lord, amen, if you want a deeper relationship with Him, if you're not making an effort?
Amen.
Amen. It said prayer and fasting is what it takes. Hey, for this particular area in our life. Now, me and you may not have to go out on the street, Brother Jerry, and cast out a demon. But I got news for you. The devil's out to steal, kill, and destroy.
Amen.
And we, each one of us, got demons in our life that loves to not push our buttons.
Yeah.
And sometimes we got to go to the throne of grace. Come boldly, amen, as it says in Hebrews. Amen. And have a conversation with the Lord.
Yeah.
And say, God, I've got something in my life. Hey, that's causing me to stay in the shallow waters, and I need to go deeper. I want a deeper relationship with you.
Bless the Lord.
Amen. You've got to get away from the house. You've got to get away from everything. Amen. The day when I studied, I wanted to get away from the cat. I wanted to get away from the TV. I wanted to get away from the kitchen. I wanted to get away from the neighbors. Amen. Sometimes you can't find that at home, but I tell you what, I was peaceful there. That just me in the garage. Amen. Looking out on the neighborhood. Amen. And I even had a little bit of a 20-minute nap there. I didn't even realize it. Probably got a little sunburn going to show up on me this week. That's all right. But I wanted a deep relationship with the Lord. And I'm telling you, it's not easy. Sometimes you do all you can. You try to get deeper with the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. And sometimes it just feels like you're not going nowhere.
That's right, brother.
But sometimes the fruit takes a little time to grow.
Yeah.
Takes a little time to manifest. I may not feel it today, may not see it today. Maybe sometime during this week the Lord will touch us in this revival, or maybe somewhere down the road the Lord will bring it to my memory and say, you know what, this is a result because you had a deeper relationship with me and you wanted to walk a little closer.
Amen.
I mean, I'd love to be able to experience like they did in the Garden of Eden. What would it be like for God to just walk with you in the cool of the day?
Amen.
That's about this time of day. It's starting to get, the sun's going down, it's getting cool outside. Just walk along the Lord right there beside you. You know you can have that? Amen. You know you can just walk and talk with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And I know this flesh gets in the way. Trust me, I can't tell you how many times I wanted to shout going down the road in the truck, thinking I'll just look crazy, but ain't nobody in the truck with me. Except me, who am I going to look crazy to?
Right. Yeah.
You know, that's old devil fighting. That's old flesh, not wanting to obey. We got to learn to crucify this flesh if we want to go deeper with the Lord. Dwell deep. That's where we need to be, Brother Jerry. That's where we need to be. I'm going to read you a few more verses, and I'm going to come to a close. Amen. Back here in the Thompson chain that I've got, it's got a number, 4019, and it says the deeper life. And I got to read some of these scriptures. Psalms 1 and 2 says, His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in His law does He meditate day and night.
Yeah.
And Daniel, when he was called upon to interpret the dream, amen, that the king had, Daniel got his answer, and he began to praise the Lord, and he said, He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with Him.
Amen.
And talked about Mary here, said,
She had a sister, Martha, you know, he said, she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. And man, she wasn't worried about serving. I tell you, that's one of the biggest things in my life is, boy, I got all this other stuff to do. Amen. I ain't got time for nothing else. I'm going to get stressed out because we got all this stuff going on. And you know, Mary didn't worry about all that. There's stuff to be done, sure, but Mary chose rather the good part. Jesus called it. She chose that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. She chose to sit at the feet of Jesus and learn from Him and have a deeper relationship with God.
Amen.
Verses we've already read in 1 Corinthians and Ephesians. And the last thing it says here, the last scripture gives us, Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Amen. All these different things he listed there. Things that have a deeper relationship with the Lord. Things that are pure, things that are honest, things that are true.
Yes.
All these different things. Fruits of the Spirit and different categories here.
Thanks, Lord.
I tell you what, we're going into revival this week. And amen. The devil, no doubt, is going to fight.
Yeah.
And he's going to fight where he knows we're most weak.
Right.
Amen. You look at the nature shows on TV, those lions pick out the weakest one of the pack. He'll try to tempt. He'll say, you know, you don't feel like going to revival.
Yeah.
You're tired. Amen. And you know, boy, I tell you, you've had a hard day at work, and you just got to crucify the flesh.
Yeah.
Amen. Say, so, you know what, I want a deep relationship with the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I tell you what, I believe I've cleared my heart. I feel like I've cleared my heart. Amen. Hope somebody got something out of the message. Amen. Let's hit this revival. Amen. With everything we've got.
Yeah.
Amen. Because time is drawing short. We saw a magnificent movement of the Holy Ghost. We was talking about the other day. Conviction spirit just come and hit hard.
Amen.
I tell you what, if we pray for the Lord to send revival, we go deeper with the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. We'll see the fruit of that harvest.
Amen.
I mean, this week.
Amen.
So, amen. I thank you for your teaching today. This altar is open. You don't have to wait for an invitation. It's always been open.
Yeah.
Amen. If you feel like you need to come, amen, here it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not going to beg you to come. Amen. That's between you and the Lord.
Yeah.
It wouldn't do me no good to try to drag you up here. Amen. That's between you and the Lord. If you want to go deeper with the Lord, amen, this is where you could start. Amen. I'm not going to ask for a song. I'm not going to ask for a piano play. I'm not going to ask for nothing. I'm just going to say, here's your time right now. You know, Jerry has a saying, every time we have a service, just say, if I was to miss every night, I wouldn't miss tomorrow night. Or, you know, if I was to miss my chance, I hope I wouldn't miss my chance. If I was to miss any time to come to the altar and get a deep relationship with the Lord, I wouldn't miss this one.
Amen.
Amen.